A plan to start returning Rohingya refugees back to Myanmar from Bangladesh stalled earlier this week, with each nation blaming the other for the delay. Bangladesh says the refugees' security must first be guaranteed, but it also admits it's yet to arrange any transit camps or transportation. South Asia correspondent Siobhan Henyu reports from the refugee camps in Bangladesh.
On every available surface, on hills and in ravines, in the blazing sun and sometimes next to open sewers, someone has set up their life, set up their family. The refugee camps near the Bangladesh border are as big as cities. For Bangladesh, it's a growing problem. Abul Kalam is the country's refugee repatriation commissioner.
It's almost impossible to sustain this kind of pressure for a long time, actually.
Bangladesh has asked Myanmar to put a stop to the flight of Rohingya across the border.
If Myanmar is serious and really look forward to seeing a real stop to this process, of course they are able to do that.
With the hills heaving with humanity, some locals are getting fed up. There are now rallies calling for the Rohingya to leave. In towns near the camps, wages are down and prices are up thanks to the population explosion. While the locals initially welcomed the Rohingya as their Muslim brothers and sisters, just as they did during violent crackdowns in Myanmar in the 70s and 90s, the sheer size of this influx is stoking tensions. Anwarara Begram is a local villager who donated her land to the refugees.
They were looking helpless and had no place to stay, so that's why we decided to donate our land to them.
Save the Children has used the donated land to build what it describes as a child-friendly space where children can come to play and learn under the supervision of trained staff. Save the Children also runs some of the feeding centres that assess and treat children and babies for malnutrition. Most agencies with facilities around the camp say their services are available to locals as well as Rohingya people. But the highly visible delivery of aid to the refugees is becoming another point of tension between the newcomers and the established community. Even Mrs. Begram, who donated land, says the locals feel overlooked.
We were more or less as helpless as them because we were not getting any distributions. They are getting all the distributions and we have no chance to improve our financial condition.
This is Siobhan Henyu reporting from the Kutupalong refugee camp for AM.